Triple M's Rush Hour starts in less than 10 seconds. For Sportsbet, proud sponsors of the Elite Average Games. Get your hands on the Sportsbet app and gamble responsibly.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
It's a strange world,
oh, no,
man.
It is a strange
most
world.
Peculiar, mama.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Oh, no.
Now doing some John Lennon.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Footy.
Yes.
Not far away from starting at the Triple MCG, and that is unbelievable. Carlton taking on the Tigers. We're about to speaking to the Blues, with one of their all-time greats, Chris Judd, now on the board of that magnificent footy club, so he's not too far away. I see a segment that concerns me rabbits enormously,
what
Bill's learnt so far in 2020.
Well, won't be a long one,
then. That's got 4 minutes next to it, which I find astounding. That'll take about 13 seconds.
Give me a doctor, sew me up.
Idiot file at the back end. That goes for about 20 minutes, and then a joke to finish us off. Hello, fat man.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. 1 hour, 36 minutes before the bounce of the ball. How good is that, my friend?
Amazing.
We're playing footy. It's good because a lot of people need football in this city.
Yes.
I know some people won't like it, but I reckon we need it. It's going to be great for everyone, so good on you, Gil McLaughlin, and g'day, Rabsy.
All right, thanks for your time, Tom.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Chomp.
That's old Chomp Chomp. Sunday footy show starts this Sunday, by the way, so look forward to that.
Back. But astounding, Bill.
What?
For me. I'm not against it at all, but it is astounding for me that the round one of football is going ahead. When you look at, well, firstly, when you look at the AFL, who have, I think, a record of being, firstly, extraordinarily conservative.
Yes.
You know, very risk averse as an organisation. And secondly, very wound up in perception, if you go back over the journey. So they're very worried about what people think of them,
mm-hmm,
as a rule.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you look at the global super sports, the juggernauts, Bill, the EPL, the PGA, the NBA,
yep,
Formula One. These are the biggest sports in the world.
Yeah.
And they have all halted proceedings. So for the AFL to go ahead, I think is amazing.
They did. Well, it went on and on yesterday, as we know. But they spoke to the right people.
They did.
The right medical people.
Of course they did.
The commission there. And there's some very smart people there, Jim.
Of course
they are. They do launch rockets to the moon.
No doubt.
Or to the sun or wherever the rockets go. But there's some smart people there. And I think I like it, Jim. And poor old Gil, that's someone who I do feel for. You just have to look at him. You know he's under the pump. He's under pressure.
Well, these are unprecedented times. This has never happened before in modern history. So we've got no idea what we're dealing with. He has got no idea what he's dealing with. They've made an informed decision. We start tonight, and it's the Tigers and the Blues.
It is, and this is Gil yesterday.
It's entirely consistent with the policy and positioning of our government, and both state and federal. And it's consistent with what the Chief Medical Officer told us today, that his strategy for dealing with this crisis is that industry goes forward, that we actually can't stand still. And that was incredibly and compelling for the Commission this morning to hear that actually we're not going to stand still, and we can't, you know, and the Prime Minister said that this morning, we can't lock ourselves in our house.
Yes.
Jim?
No.
Well, that's what they're going by.
You're flying by the seat of your pants, Fat, because no one knows what is going to happen, and no one seems to know. You hear all the experts speak. They've all got a different view of what's coming at us, so it must be incredibly hard for the Commission and Gil to have made this decision. They have,
I reckon,
and we are going forward.
It was very close to being not played
because
it went for so long.
Well,
I'm going to ask Chris Judd that, and I've got some footy questions for Juddy too later on.
Nice.
I've been thinking. I'll put my thinking cap on.
My great concern, Bill, as we get ready for the break, is not only people's health, because that is obvious, but the health of the economy of this country in the next 6 months, Bill, batten down the hatches.
And for a lot of people out there that haven't got jobs now, or they won't have jobs, Jim.
Goodness.
It's a worry.
It is a huge concern. So we get not as big a concern as this.
What?
What Bill's learnt so far in 2020.
This is something,
I actually can't wait.
Something new that I've brought to the Rush Hour.
Ooh, that's up next.
You know, we're talking about, you know, people with the coronavirus fat. And we're talking about, you know, the economic issues, the hardships that are coming. And we're talking about feeling for people who are in isolation, like our man Bristle. Down in Lawn. I tell you who else you got to feel for.
Who?
The people parked on cruise ships off the coast of our state.
Or even right here now.
Not allowed off. And I'm hearing not allowed off for a month. Imagine being stuck on a cruise ship for a month.
And it's not moving.
And not moving. You can see Port Melbourne, but you're not allowed off.
Oh, geez.
Imagine the smell.
Oh.
And it would, like, how the food and, like... What,
the sewage.
Bill, I for me, and I haven't been on a cruise ship. Oh. I know you have.
Four days. 4 days was enough.
A day would be too long.
Oh, mate, let me tell you.
A month and you can't get off.
I'll tell you what, you will come back. Fat. Because that's all you do. It's all you can eat, Jim. They pile the plates up that high, and all you can drink soft drink. You'll come out of there, you'll walk across the plank and fall in. Mate, let me tell you.
I'll stick a harpoon in there.
You will, on the beach.
You don't want to be on a cruise ship. And no Bay Marie anymore.
No.
No. Can't eat like that. So it's got all food's got to be plated. So you can't walk along with your plate and take the food off normal style.
It's fried.
So fat it is. I see those boats when I drive to work and think, my God, imagine being stuck on that. Anyway, I see the title here. What Bill has learned. Have we got an opener for this, Rabbits?
No.
We haven't got an opener?
No.
Here we go. Da, 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 da. What Bill has learned so far in 2020.
Da, 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 da. Thank you, Jim.
You don't have to speak like the announcer.
Great to be with you. Now, these are some of the words that we have learned already. It's only March 19.
Yes, please.
So it's only early in 2020. Right. As you said the other day, we should just reset 2020 and start again.
Oh, Bob Memory, yes. Exactly.
Start again, Jim. Yes. Well, I would have missed the jungle and some money, so maybe not. These are some of the things we've learned.
We all missed the jungle. Yeah. You're out of there as soon as you arrived.
17 days, Jim. Yeah, mud, rain.
Right.
You know what that was in the floods?
When all the pools got...
Swimming pools turned brown because all the mud. That's something I didn't know, and we learned that.
Right.
Don't tip water down a koala's throat.
Oh.
They drown. Oh. That's all. Remember, people are trying to give them drinks during the fires. And, mate, you've got to sip from the bowl because you put it down their throats, they drown. So there's something we learnt.
You know that they're not a bear, don't you? They're a koala. They're actually not technically a bear.
Well, they're called
people call them koala bears, but they're actually not a bear. They're just a koala.
What's a koala?
I know.
Koala's a bear.
They're not a bear, Fat.
Jill.
And they're not actually technically a bear.
They are a bear. They're koala bears.
You're right, keep going.
I think they're a furry marsupial.
Yeah, not, what are they?
Furry little furry marsupials. Marsupials. Speaking of soup, speaking of soup, don't order bat soup. Is that true how the coronavirus started?
Surely not.
A bloke ate a bat.
Kind of.
That's what they reckon, don't they, Rabs? Just go with me.
I don't want to be lumped into this segment, to be honest.
No, but you don't want anything to do with
that. No, I don't. So it's not what I've learned. That's what you've learned.
Well, that's not. Most people wouldn't eat bats.
No, but we've learnt this, that you shouldn't.
I see.
You cannot smile at a baboon in the jungle.
Oh, well, you found out.
I found that
personally.
Out. They did, because they get very aggressive if you show your teeth.
Right.
So Tony Jones.
Oh, no.
If he smiles.
Peter Siddle. They can't go anywhere near a baboon.
Exactly. Because they take that as aggression.
Do they?
They come at you.
Oh, right.
The baboon.
How did you know that?
Because I smile. Oh, that's silly Miguel, the Spanish-French chef. He smiled and went, rah, rah, and the bloke come at him. Or the baboon come at him. Right.
So we've learnt that in 2020.
Something else in the jungle.
Well, we've also learnt they've got a reddish arse.
Oh, God. What? They're on heat. Jeez, a lot of them on heat, Jim. Actually, my arse is red.
Oh, no. Come on, Bill.
Flattening the curve. There's a term I'd never, ever heard.
That's come in.
And that's all you hear now.
Yes.
We've got to flatten the curve.
Flatten the curve.
What does it mean?
We don't want everyone getting ill at once, Bill, because the strain it'll place on the health system will be too great.
Thank you,
so
Jim.
Spread it out a little bit.
Here's another term, social distancing.
Yes.
Hard to say. No hugs, kisses or handshakes, 1.5 metres.
Well, we've got Chris Judd coming in shortly. We can't shake hands with our great mate.
But that's what when I see someone like that, first thing you do is put your hand out.
I know.
Yep. Elbow or foot greeting. I don't believe that.
No.
Coughing into your elbow and never cough in public.
Right.
Toilet paper.
Toilet. Yeah.
Toilet paper is the number one most valued household item.
Oh, my God.
Would you believe that if I said to you before all this happened, the number one household item is toilet paper, you say no.
No, well, of course, because you just take it for granted that you can buy it. But now you can't get it anywhere.
Why has everyone gone for the dunny paper?
Because, Bill, they think it's going to run out, and when it runs out, the old freckle...
runs out. Right.
It gets speak about having a red ass.
But you wouldn't have a baboon. It was something you brought to the table.
Yes,
waffle stomping.
Oh, I did not. That was the family at James Brayshaw Global and Trending. They were talking waffle stomp with me. I had no idea what it was.
Soap washing hands for 20 seconds. Yeah, you got to sing happy birthday to yourself twice.
No.
That's 20 seconds.
Really?
Haven't you done that?
No.
I was done in here before. It's a long time.
How's his diction going, please?
Well, one thing he hasn't learnt in 2020 is how to speak.
How to speak.
Yeah. And fluid is another word that's just come from nowhere, Jim. Everything's fluid. Everything is fluid. It will change.
There you have it, Jim. Bill, what has he learnt in 2020?
I don't think we need another idiot file.
His own signal. We have got an idiot file coming. Stick around for that. But next,
we speak
to the one and only Chris Rush
coming up.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M, all thanks to Sportsbet with JB and Billy and Chris Judd's in the studio.
Football royalty. Nice to see you in here, Christopher.
What a time to be alive, gentlemen. Very good to be in here.
Goodness, how's the coronavirus treating Judd Cheller?
Yeah. I'd say the world tour's on hold at this stage. I wouldn't say it's over, but we're reviewing all processes at Judd Cheller and all other non-essential expenditure, Bill, at this stage.
What does that mean?
That's... not much, just
keeping things very quiet.
Are you going to sell your Brownlow medal or something like that, or are you going okay?
No, we're looking into all sales of non-essential items. And I mean, I was going to Airbnb my house out anyway, so I was planning to do that before the virus hit. So,
that'd be good. Yeah, what, you build another joint?
No, we're going good. Thank you, Bill.
I tell you what is good.
It is an interesting time, isn't it?
I tell you what is good, mate. We've got footy tonight. That is fantastic. Your mob up against the Tigers. How is your mob?
Well, they're good. They're really fit. They had a big pre-season. I thought the two pre-season games were pretty average, particularly second half of Brisbane. But they've had a really good pre-season. And often in those games, you're playing for minutes more so to actually win the game. So I'm expecting a big performance tonight from the guys against an in-form Richmond.
The obvious question is, how do you kick a score? Eddie Betts coming out of the team, of course. No Kerno, no Harry Mackay. So how are you going to score highly enough to beat Richmond?
Well, I think we were able to do that under Teague in the second half of last year. We moved the ball pretty quickly. We'll have to get some turnovers in our forward half, JB. But Jack Martin will be there, and he's looked really sharp so far this preseason. But I wouldn't expect it's going to be one player that kicks a bag of eight. I'd expect it's... the way we're able to turn the ball over in our forward half and then take some risks when we do get the ball, I think that'll how we look to do it.
No people. Now, you were one of the great draw cards of the modern era, Juddy. I don't reckon you would have played too many games with not a person in the house. I mean, how are the players going to adapt to that?
Well, no one knows. I mean, no one knows about anything that's going on at the minute. It's unprecedented. We haven't seen it before. Well, certainly not for 100-odd years.
Can
Bill,
you go along?
No. No, directors won't be going.
So who can go to the game?
Just essential staff. So physios, doctors, staff that are involved in the production of the match. But, yeah, even directors won't be there tonight.
No director. So coaching, or obviously
coaches
all coaches.
Will be there.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good to have Teague there. But, yeah, no directors.
I reckon the coach will be there.
Yeah, I reckon.
just take a while.
But it is interesting.
It's a shame the social distancing came in after my career, JB, because I was ahead of the curve.
You had
my social distancing intact, but would have been nice for the taggers as well, Bill.
Oh, exactly, because they did like to tag you, and then you'd give them the chicken arm, and then you wouldn't see them. The other Jack Nunes going okay too. He plays his first game.
Yeah, and he's fitted in really well. He brings a lot of run, and he's sort of that age, 26. He's a really good leader around the club. So I was really pleased to get him through the door. The guy's been impressed with his work over the summer.
And so what's a pass for you tonight? You know, you're playing against the best team in the comp. I had a good look at both of these teams because you'll find this game tonight will be superbly called, Juddy, if you do have to sit at home and watch it. But the Tigers looked very sharp for three quarters against GWS, and then, I don't know, I got the sense they might have just taken their foot off the pedal a touch, but they look very good.
Oh, they're a great team, aren't they? They're turning into a generational type team. But we've got a very talented list that's fit and healthy, and, you know, we're not working on contingencies at this stage. We'll be out there trying to win the game against one of the best teams in the competition. That'll be the goal.
Beautifully called. You said tonight. What about tomorrow night?
Ooh, yes,
Triple M, Friday night footy, the huddle. How are all the boys? All stuck together, have you?
Stuck fat, the huddle. Yes. So it'll be good to catch up with them. How is Where's he been, in Nicaragua? Oh, yes.
Costa
Rica.
Isolating? Costa Rica.
Is he allowed to come
Or is he back on
That's
board?
That's a good question.
Because
actually,
he's been surfing in Costa Rica.
Well, if BT can't, he's stuck in lawn.
No, that's true. I mean, Nate Brown was a big self-isolator in high school.
He was.
In his bedroom.
Yes.
God knows what he was doing in there. Internet bills were very high, but he was ahead of the curve with self-isolation.
And Duke, just through his personality, he's had to self-isolate.
Hasn't he? It's been an enforced self-isolation. And no choice of his own.
So did Damo, because he had no mates. So you go,
well, they're going to be in different countries.
I mean, this is what you need to look at for leadership in these days, because everyone's been ahead of the curve. So it'd be great to catch up with them tomorrow night.
All right.
It's going to be a great game.
That will be a good game. Well, we need to take a break with the great man. What is next, Fat? You've got some observations?
Well, I got some questions regarding footy clubs and the time of the quarters and things like that.
All right.
This man.
C. Judd. Three votes.
Three votes.
Oh, which one was that? 2004 or 2010?
Oh, I forget, Bill. Could have been either.
You weren't supposed to win the 2010. Everyone was so surprised.
You don't listen to the critics, Bill. They told me I was never meant to get drafted. Two shoulder Ricos before the draft.
I remember going down to Geelong College to watch you. You were playing for your school.
Probably kicked eight, gave off two, good for ten.
Well, and you had your shoulders taped up and you were a bit skinny. I thought, nah. I just got the pen out.
Good thing you weren't a recruiter, man.
That aged well.
Now, what are you doing, please?
I've got some questions for you, okay?
Okay.
Footy club questions that all the people out there would like to know. Are the players, all the players, happy to take a pay cut, as far as you know?
As far as I know, they are, yes. And I think as time goes on, anyone with a job will be very appreciative of that fact. So, yes, as far as I know, they're all happy to take a pay cut and incredibly keen to play.
Good. 16-minute quarters plus time on, of course. How's that going to go?
Well, good. It would piss you off if you trained your bum off over summer, because all of a sudden that endurance may not be tested quite as much, JB. So
why has that come in from the start is interesting to me. Like, once the games do get condensed, like if we have an enforced layoff and you're starting to play three games in 10 days, which is what we're looking at, I understand then if you bring the shorter quarters
in. But aren't we looking at that as of next week?
No, we are. We're straight awaying it.
Yeah.
That's why they're doing it.
But that's – I wonder why – just to wonder why they've done it immediately.
I guess
– to make it consistent throughout the year.
At all, but I guess you would argue that perhaps they suspect they are going to have a period of time where they're not playing games.
Yeah. No doubt. All right, keep going, Bill.
The commission and Gill locked away for a long, long time yesterday. So, obviously, to you, Juddy, very close to calling round one off. Yes?
It took too long, didn't they? We don't know what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Coronavirus.
I know.
What we're dealing with, Bill.
But I'm saying there must have been a time when they were going to call the season off, and then there was a lot of argy-bargy arguing going on.
Yeah, I actually have no insight on it, other than there has been just so much going on, not only in the AFL, but in every industry around Australia. So... I'm sure there's been lots of different scenarios thrown up, and I'm sure everyone's exhausted already.
I don't know about a season called off. I think they've committed to the 17-game model and then have worked out how they could possibly fit that in with a big block being lost. That's how I've heard. So, in other words, they've gone, we've got three byes, we've got the two during the year and the finals bye. Mm-hmm. We can gobble all of them up. We can shuffle some fixtures around and get 17 games per team played within a 9 to 10 week period.
Right.
That's how I think they've modelled it.
I think we're going to get a season out.
Yeah.
It's just what that looks like exactly.
Yeah. And that's a good thing.
For footy fans, it's a great thing, isn't it?
Well, how much will it cost? And I'll ask you two boys this for a home game. Say it was your home game tomorrow night. I think it's Richmond.
Tonight, even.
How much would it cost? Just a ballpark figure.
To put on the game?
No, to miss out on the crowd.
580,000, that's close to $1 million. Yeah.
$1 million.
Don't quote me on that. But a good lick of money, clearly.
Somewhere between
90,000
700 and a million it would cost if you're 80,000+ at the G and it's your home game.
So you're 700 or 800,000 down from round one.
From that game.
Don't quote me on it.
No, a lot
of money.
That hurts, doesn't it? Hence, my next question, footy clubs are going to have to cut staff, aren't they? Yes.
Well, potentially. I mean, no one knows how long it's going to last. So we're really committed to keeping our staff, and that's what we'll be focusing on doing it. But no one knows at this stage what's going to happen. So it's a moving feast, Bill.
I think you'll have to, won't you, Jim?
I can't see how that won't be the case. If there's a massive slab lost out of the season, I cannot see how staffing levels can remain where they are.
Yeah,
because it's a not-for-profit business, Juddy, as we all know. So clubs spend virtually every cent they earn because they have to. It's part of the model. So if you're not earning as much money, you can't spend as much money and your staffing levels can't remain where they are. I would have thought.
Yep, exactly right. I tell you a good, well, let's talk a positive. Sam Doherty, whatever you want to call
Doherty.
Him.
Doherty.
His first game in 900 days.
Amazing, isn't it?
That is good. 900 days, that's a long time, Juddy.
Yeah, and he's just so respected by our footy club. I think the wider AFL realise what a good player he is and what a great leader he is. So he'll be incredibly excited to be out there tonight.
So, all right, Judd. Industries.
Oh, yeah. What
incorporated.
Are
what are we calling it, please?
Are we going to the share market yet, yep. or we're just waiting?
No, we're waiting. Yeah, right. It's a little bit early. So
Incorporated, I think, is a more fitting label
Judd
for you.
Corp, you yep. think?
Judd
Corp. A bit American,
yep.
Judd
I like
Corp.
That. Yep.
Okay.
I want to see a building with that on the top.
Okay, we'll leave it with me.
Good luck tonight with the Blues.
Thanks, guys.
Great to see you, mate.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M, all thanks to Sportsbet, JB and Billy.
I cannot believe this.
What?
The Rush Hour's most favourite segment. Yep. Oh, well, you could say the bake is line ball with yes. the idiot file as the thing most people listen to this show and enjoy.
That's right.
And the idiot file, am I right, Rabbits, has been sponsored.
It has.
For the whole year,
for the whole
Jim,
year.
Yep.
By Amy,
mm-hmm.
our That's very it. Good friends. You know why, Jim? Clangers happen on and off the field and in the radio station.
Yeah, no, we've yeah. heard a whole show's worth of them here.
Lucky you're with Amy.
All right, let's go then, please, Rabbits.
Billy Brownless knows a thing or two about clangers.
And there hasn't been this... yet.
This is Billy's Idiot File. Amy, clangers happen on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy.
I feel good!
Ah, yes we do. Daisy and Bill, it's Friday, Daisy. Frothy Friday.
Look
Guess
out.
What it is tomorrow. Friday the 29th of Feb.
Tomorrow, so today's Friday and tomorrow will be Friday.
Well, tomorrow will be Saturday the 29th of Feb. But I did watch a race on the weekend. Alligator Blood.
How good.
Two words. Super star.
Super star.
Two, one two word. Words. It is two words. It is. What do you reckon, Johnny?
I reckon it's fat wants a wife.
Instead of farmer.
Yeah. That's a ex-farmer wants a wife.
I was a farmer in my early days.
Hey, really?
Yeah, once. Yeah, a shearer. Not a jackaroo. What do you call it when you shear? Move on. But he goes to all those lawn, you know, what are they called down there? Where they
festivals and
festivals,
things.
Festivals. Yeah, oh, he loves that. Oh, yeah. And dyes the hair blonde. And
Tom yeah. dyes the yeah. hair blonde.
He does and jumps into the mush pit or whatever it is.
I feel good.
Ah, we do indeed. Thursday, March 5. Welcome to the Rush Hour. Even the Rush Hour on Triple M.
We want to see the women out there.
I've just got the Bureau of Meteorology.
The bomb, what do they call
bomb?
It? Yep.
Yeah. I sat down last night to watch the last quarter.
Yep.
Mate, the umpiring was terrible. It was bloody terrible.
Refereeing.
Well, whatever they call. Mate, they were so, got the crowd got them sucked in. They were so Sydney Kings. That was just unbelievable. I've never seen. travel.
Sorry, Randy Perry. Raps, can you interpret that for me? What was he?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just upset with the umpire. She was seen arriving at a low key gathering yep. in Los Angeles and greeting a friend with her elbow.
Oh.
They didn't shake hands. They didn't hug. Greeted a friend with her elbow. Go home tonight, stand about 15 feet from her and say something to her. If she doesn't reply, move a bit closer, maybe 5 feet, and say it again. Keep doing this so that. Speaking of all that, Jim, you what? Know what annoys me?
What?
Don't worry about the waffle stomp or whatever you're talking about.
What, is this a bake?
You.
Well,
I'm sick of you. I've had it up to Bowie's puss.
Righto. So what are we doing? We're having a little break and then a bake?
Now, coronavirus, it's very serious. It's a crazy day. We went off the top, I know.
No,
but
it is serious. There's no doubt.
Have you panic-buyed? Have you been into the supermarket to buy?
It's panic-bought, Bill, not panic-buyed.
Thanks, Jalen.
And guess where toilet paper is made?
South
in Melbourne Australia. And Ballarat.
Yeah. So why haven't we got any?
I don't know, Jim. Well, everyone's panic-buyed. Bought. Panic-bought.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Wouldn't be sponsored.
Yep.
Who by?
Sorbent. Sorbent have come on board, Jim.
ESPN footy tips wiped. Dropped off.
What?
The footy tips dropped off.
We did have SPN footy tips for 3 weeks.
ESPN, yeah.
Even them.
Yep.
That's maybe why they dropped off. So all these things, it just doesn't affect the sporting world.
Right.
There's other things out there in our great world of festivals and things, parades and...
What, What's been going on? Have you been on air?
Yes.
Have you made an ass of yourself?
Oh, mate. We are the number one iPod uplifted.
iPod. Prizes?
Yes,
well, I think Cam in Garden Vale. Well, Bill, you're 10 goals up.
Well, he can have a choose or even a choice of the tailor-made response golf ball. Our friends at tailor-made. We feel for them at the minute, of course.
Yes.
But what about this lady, Jim? Joey?
What did I hear Fat describe the swimming Victoria decision as? Surely I didn't hear him say the words coming events.
Swimming Victoria's cancelled its coming competition.
Oh, damn. What the hell?
Swimming Victoria has cancelled its coming competitions, Jim.
That's better.
What, an S?
I don't reckon they hold a coming competition, Bill. I reckon they do.
You don't? Have you been to one? No.
You wouldn't jump in the pool.
I'm pretty confident that's not part of their charter. That's Swimming Victoria.
Jim, you're naughty.
Bill.
What?
I kept telling you, the social media, I was getting bombarded. Get back on air, Jim, for Christ's sake. Fat's completely destroying the show.
I was rusty.
What was all that?
I don't think that happened. That's the stuff that didn't go to air, Jim.
Rabbits.
Mate, when he comes off the top of the start of a show, it's horrific.
Can you get, please, the recent brain fart he had?
Where?
Can you find that for me, please?
I've got
We've got a little bit of time.
Oh, yeah.
Just as we were waiting for a guest to come into the studio and do something, Bill was discussing something with Jill, our producer, and well, this is how it went. Oh, what is?
But she's never
you?
Been in here, and any of that, have she?
Give it to me.
I get lazy.
Oh, what is?
But she's
wrong
never
you?
Been in here, and any of that, have she? Has she? It's Asher.
Bill, what happens
I've
to you?
I get lazy. It's been a long
you
week,
just
Jim.
Trail
I've
had off. To, that was I Tuesday.
To, I had to host the show, and then I've got to be the banana. Feeding him. It's hard work. You don't understand, Jim.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. It is going to be a very long year.
Oh, I know. We're nearly holidays.
Joke next. What about what's coming next? What? Richmond, Carlton, MCG. A staggering night it's going to be because normally... by the way, I think Carlton have lost the last six of these.
Something like
so
that.
So Richmond are red-hot favourites going into tonight. But there would normally be 85 to 90,000 at the MCG.
And
tonight,
how many?
No one.
Well, maybe 100.
Well, that'll all be staff at the footy clubs.
Yeah,
there won't be a single person watching the game. And that will be amazing. It takes me right back, Fat, to when I was doing practice calls in the SANFL.
Glenelg v...
That's it, West Adelaide.
West
and there
Adelaide.
Wasn't a person there.
Jeez.
It's just going to be amazing. But these boys will call the you-know-what out of it. Barry Dent of the People's Call, superb. Joey Montagna, magnificent. Naif Brown, Daisy Thomas, jeez. Sarah Ollie on the boundary,
and
Ash Chua doing a great job with the stats. So that is coming up next. Now, Bill.
Yes, please. It's been a good show, and I will finish it with a good joke.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
All right, Fat. The jokes have been really poor, so let's finish on a good note.
On the micro was all right.
Yeah.
All right.
A German tourist does muck nish. Jumped into the freezing river to save my precious little dog from drowning, Jim.
Right.
After he climbed out, he handed me the dog and said, "Here is the dog. Keep him warm and dry him off and he'll..."
Oh, no.
"He'll be vain." I said, "Thank you very much, mate. Good on you. Are you a vet?" He said, "A vet? I'm soaking."
Oh, no. My goodness.
He thought he said,
got my head around that. Yeah. There we are. Take that into your weekend.
That's a good one.
I'm on.
That's actually all right. Radzi, you liked it.
A micro joke and a German joke. There's a bit of a thing.
If you told it properly, it might have worked.
I was reading it. Does Mark Nish.
Oh, no.
A vet?
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour is done for another day of making it look easy.
Bloody had to come up with a joke every night.
That's it.
Which is mentally hard.
Make it look easy with Sportsbet, proud sponsors of the Elite Average Games. Get your hands on the Sportsbet app, available on desktop, Android and iPhone. Download it now and gamble responsibly.